At Hatzis Lawyers, we're all about forward thinking. That's why we're one of the few law firms in Queensland to offer fixed fee legal help. If you have a legal problem, we have the solution. Now, here's your podcast.
What often goes hand in hand with marital disputes, particularly when the ex-husband and father refuses to offer any support to the children or has little or no relationship with them, is a decision by the mother to change the last name of the child or children to typically their maiden name. But are some hoops needing to be jumped before that change happens? Today I'm joined by George Hatzis of Hatzis Lawyers. George, no doubt you've seen this often occur. What are the steps that are necessary before a child's name is changed to that of the mother's maiden name?
Hi, Dan. Thank you for that. Our family law team canvasses these questions quite regularly, and it's not a simple fix. A lot of people think that having separated, therefore they have the right to do whatever they like with the children, but of course the family court has different ideas about that. And mistakenly as well, if having proceeded to court and the court either has found in our favour that the children spend the majority of time with us, which in the old-fashioned language, you know, we have that person has custodial rights. Mm. Now, that's terminology that's no longer in use, but a lot of people still identify with that when you're talking to them in general terms. They think that because of those court orders, where the court orders the kids that are able to stay with me for the majority of their time, that that means I can do what I like with the kids. Well, that's not right. That's not right at all, unfortunately. And there are other things that have to be either done formally or informally.
So if we say, take for an example, a case whereby, you know, the ex-husband has no contact with the children, isn't paying any support and hasn't done so for a significant period, what should the mother be doing if, for example, she wants to change the name of those children? You know, the kids have got no relationship, don't identify with that surname any longer. Are there things that she needs to do initially to start paving the way for that to happen?
Yes. The orders I talked about before need to be augmented, and further orders where the parent is given the sole right to determine things like that, where rights such as where a child should go to school, religious background for the child, certain hospitalisation and medical treatment. If a parent wants the sole right to determine that, then they have to go off and get a court order granting them that sole right to make that determination. Now, in today's world of shared relationships, and there's been a fair bit of political politicisation of that in over the last few years, wherein the court focuses on both parents having an active role, then it's not something that is a gimme. It's not something that is granted needlessly or willy-nilly. So you have to go a fair way to be able to show a court that, look, the kids have no relationship with the other parent and therefore I want the sole right to be able to make that determination. Then a lot of times this brings itself to a head when we're trying to get a passport for the kids because we want to travel overseas. And that's a different thing again, because even the sole rights as to name the surname for the children, even though sole rights as the naming of the kid's surname may not necessarily go as far as dealing with their travel arrangements. Mm. So it gets really complicated and a huge area of frustration for parents and dealing with either an intransigent partner or a partner who is going out of their way to make their life difficult.
So conversely, if, mum is or has changed their name, and I don't mean that officially, but perhaps has changed their name on school records or is doing it to use the term, illegally, then that could be a dangerous step to take.
Exactly, because that could be seen by the other parent if they then step into the child's life again as an indication that that parent has trampled upon that other person's rights and not reflecting a more liberal attitude of trying to promote a relationship between both parents with that child, you see, because the court wants to see that. Anything to do with family law and the kids is all about what is in the best interests of the child. That's the underlying principle and the overriding determining factor that the court looks at. Is that in the best interest of the child for that to happen? So therefore, you don't want to then find that you're looked at critically because of taking certain steps.
Best to get legal advice.
Totally. At our firm, we offer a fixed fee upfront, fixed fee consultation, where at least we can guide the person as to what their rights are. And from then, obviously, if there's formal steps that have to be taken, we can then direct them as to how to conduct those formal steps or assist the client directly. But definitely, Dan, something that they need to talk about and to be aware of before they undertake anything.
George, thanks for joining me.
You're welcome, Dan. Cheers.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found the podcast useful. If you have any questions, simply reach out to us at www.hatsis.com.au or by simply calling 3345 4388.